House. Duda's visit comes 20 years after Poland joined NATO. The president and President Duda will hold a joint press conference later today in the Rose Garden.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. This is Fox News.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Hey, welcome back to the program. You know, back in the 40s, the depopulation agenda started. Now, that's when Eisenhower, they all started questioning, you know, what about this population growth? Because here we are, we just got through with World War II. All the GIs were the ones that didn't get killed are coming home, buying houses, cars, having children. You know, some of the pilots started a motorcycle gang called the Hells Angels. You know, there's a lot going on in this country. And the way I look at this is, if you're a Christian, do you really believe that the Creator would put us on this planet, command us to procreate, but then not give us the ability to take care of all the people that we create doing that? No. I don't understand what they're thinking unless they're getting something from somewhere else. And that's always been the rumor about Eisenhower and the aliens that he supposedly met with. Maybe they're the ones that told him, you're going to have to start doing something about this population. Because now we've got all this money being, our government's paying for abortions. It's crazy. We have a call?
Yeah, that's Connie.
Oh, cool. Hey, Miss Connie.
Hey, how are you?
I've been better. How are you?
Oh, okay. Well, I want to say something really quickly. Sure. I don't really believe that it's true that nobody died at Sandy Hook. Do I believe that the government might have set it up, but they don't mind killing people, so they wouldn't care.
I agree with that. They don't mind killing people.
And I don't see our whole town, all the responders, the whole police, that nobody would come out and say that nobody died. I just don't see how they could fool the whole town.
You have to look deep into it and see who these people are and how all of those houses were paid off right after this. There's a whole lot of underlying stuff that
there ain't no money in the world that could allow me that I would allow my child to be used that way. But anyway, but that's not really why I called. But first thing, praise the Lord, my family's back home safe tonight.
Yay.
The ones that we're visiting.
Your house back.
Yeah. let's see, they left yesterday morning and I slept the whole day.
I bet you did.
But anyway, I love the visit. We really had a great time. I don't know. I was just going to tell you, God puts me through these things sometimes. He puts me through a period of growth and study, and I have to pull back and just kind of withdraw and study. And so that's what he's doing to me now, you know. But and I just have a confession to make, I guess. I've seen so many miracles that I can sit here and recount to you. I mean, real, honest-to-goodness miracles. And yet, Terry, sometimes I still doubt. And God forgive me. You know, that how many times does he have to prove something to me?
It's human nature.
I know, but I think that's why he's making me withdraw now and get back deep into the study and everything, because I call it growing pains, I guess. He's putting me through a time of growing. And it really upsets me that sometimes I still, like, worry and think about the worst thing that could happen and worry. And but the miracles, I was going through something one time, and maybe I can say this without crying, but it was a situation I can't describe it to you because it involves other people. But anyway, okay. It involved a family member, and I tried talking sense to this person, and it was going to put somebody's life and a child's life in danger, and blah. And anyway, and I had prayed, and I had got on my knees, and I had begged God to, and finally one night, I just drove off down the road. I stopped in a place, but there was nobody around, and I just started pouring my heart. I mean, I just bawled, and I said, God, I don't know what to pray anymore. And that verse came to mind about when you can't pray, the Holy Spirit will intercede for you. And Terry, he prayed for me.
What?
I heard his voice. I didn't understand the language. It was a language I didn't know. But As soon as that prayer was finished, my burden was lifted, and the next day, the problem was solved.
Wow.
Wow.
But I heard, he prayed for me.
Oh,
he prayed for me.
You're gonna make me cry.
And another time, I was raised Baptist, so there was a lot of things we didn't do. And I told you we had a little Messianic congregation up here at one time.
Right.
And I'm not the kind of person to get up and really believe it or not. but God was just speaking to me one night during the whole service, and he was like, for our leader, he said, pray for her. She and her husband, This was the woman. And God was saying, pray, have the congregation pray for her, lay hands on her and pray for her. And I'm like, I don't do this kind of thing, God. You know? But it was so heavy on me. I got up to the floor of the congregation. I said, y'all, I don't normally do this kind of thing, but I just have a burden that we need to pray for her. We laid hands on her and prayed for her. And within about 2 months, she had cancer.
Wow.
But she came through it. She had a struggle, but she came through it. And God knew she was going to go through that, and needed our prayers.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
I you just wouldn't believe the stories I could tell. Okay. But that's why I feel bad when I get worried and I doubt. And I guess that in the Bible where it says, I believe, God help my unbelief. I have to pray that sometimes.
Wow.
But anyway, I just, with everything that's happening, I really don't feel fear. I mean, I know our country. I am afraid for what's coming. I'm afraid there really is going to be bloodshed. I really am. But do I fear it? No.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you.
But anyway, I don't know.
Promise me something. When you, as you learn this stuff, will you share it with us, what you learn?
Okay, sure. But I just felt like maybe there's somebody that needs to hear that tonight.
Absolutely.
You know, that maybe they'll call me, maybe they won't, but maybe somebody needs to hear that. So that's all I have to say. I'll let somebody else call.
You're a good woman. I'm proud to know you.
Well, thanks.
Yes, ma'am.
Y'all have a good night.
You do too. Thanks.
I love that woman.
Yes.
She's a good woman. She really is.
Yeah, I agree. Oh, back to...
Yes.
Well, we were talking about depopulation and things like that.
Yes.
You know, oftentimes we discuss, you know, abortion, and of course, you know, I personally feel it's wrong. And
I do too.
But we rarely ever talk about alternatives.
Good point.
And what you were bringing up with the Wendy's, instead of donating to Planned Parenthood, donating to help support adoptions.
That's a great idea.
Yes. I know everybody doesn't qualify to be an adopting parent, or, you know, circumstances won't allow you to raise children. I get that. But anybody can help support somebody that's considering adoption. This one thing that's ridiculously expensive. You know, it's funny how, you know, the government has money for all sorts of stuff. They'll pay for you to keep foster children, but if you want to keep one of the children, you got to pay some $10,000 to $30,000 just to adopt that kid.
Why is that?
I guess it's to make it difficult to cause a crisis, to cause a situation where it's not easy. If it were easy, then there would be more alternatives other than abortion for some people.
Yeah, yeah. So they're doing it on purpose, keeping it expensive on purpose.
That would be my guess, because, yeah, I mean, it really, there's some administrative costs on the state's part for placing children in homes. But it shouldn't cost somebody, you know, they have their attorneys that deal with that. Mm-hmm. They could expedite it and make it easier. You know, like I said, not everybody qualifies.
Right.
But, you know, for those that do, it shouldn't be a cost on them. They should be keeping that money to raise these children.
I agree.
And in some ways, you know, get some tax incentives or something to encourage people to do this. Instead of giving money to Planned Parenthood, things like that.
Well, they don't do that because it goes back to the depopulation agenda. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Terry, I just wanted to say that it's traffic circles, man. Traffic circles are the root of all evil. They make me spin round and round.
Spin me right round, baby, right round.
Right round. Oh, Nikki, the tornadoes everywhere. That's it. Love your show, man. I'll talk to you later.
Thanks, Sam. See you, buddy.
Those tornadoes.
Roundabouts, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, there's one in Prattville. I bet it caused that tornado years ago.
Probably.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, America's following a UN edict of what's called traffic calming, C-A-L-M-I-N-G. I found this out when they closed the crossover in front of my shop there across the Eastern Boulevard. I went out there and said, what are you guys doing? Well, there's too many accidents here. I said, well, what are you talking about? Too many people are having accidents here, so we're going to close this crossover. I said, well, how are we supposed to get home? Well, you have to go through the industrial park. Well, let me tell you something. All that's happened since then is there's been more accidents at the industrial park because there's a lot more stuff that you encounter trying to get through there to get to a traffic light to get to my house. You know, it's crazy. None of this stuff they're doing makes any sense. I don't get it. You know? And then one day the little short mean woman says, you know what they're doing? And I'm like, you know, she never talks about this stuff because she's centered on God and all that. And I said, okay. I said, what's going on, honey bunny? I'm expecting some crazy, you know, inane answer. And she says, they're routing everyone through the traffic lights where the cameras are. And I went, whoa. Oh, my dear God, you're right. That's exactly what they're doing.
Good observation.
Great observation. She is a very smart woman. You know, what little bit I know about running this console is because she came up here and learned it. She's a lot smarter than I am. I'll tell you what.
Maybe she can help me learn how to use my iPad.
No, you find a good third grader, they'll show you how to use your iPad.
Good point.
That's all you got to do. Find a 9-year-old. Well, your daughter will show you how to use it.
She's not familiar with Apple products, just Android.
Samsung.
Yeah.
I'm with her. I don't like Apple. I prefer Samsung.
Yeah.
It's what you use.
I don't understand. It's not common sense operation. Or maybe it is, and I just don't have that kind of
sense. You never know. You never know. You never know. All right, we got to hit a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes, or actually less than that. Wow, this mouse is cold. That's weird.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, You sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go.
The Temptations and the Four Tops are coming to the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, and News Talk 93.1 wants you to win tickets before they're gone. Tune into the 3 Men and a Lady Morning Show with Greg, Jay, Emily, and Rich all week long to win tickets to see the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Impact on June 23rd. Tickets to the Temptations and the Four Tops at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center June 23rd from News Talk 93.1.
Ain't no woman like the one I've got.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air, 272-9228. We're going to open the phones up the entire whopping hour and a half program tonight. So anything you want to talk about, if you would like to call, there is no set topic. Man, there's so many good articles out there on the Constitution, and one particularly on the Constitution. News with Views is the name of the site, and Miss Connie turned me on to this. And they're, for the most part, Christian writers, and they're saying the same stuff I'm saying. You know, maybe not quite as deep as I go, but, you know, why don't we get away from the Constitution? I remember, well, actually, you can watch movies these days. One of the Tom Clancy ones that was made into, and I forget if it was, which one it was, I think the second one, where crimes against the Constitution was mentioned. When's the last time you've heard that? It's like now there is no crime against the Constitution because it doesn't matter anymore. You know, it works so well we quit doing it. If we don't get back to the Constitution, our country's history. I'm sorry, that's the way I see it. We have got to get back to what got us where we are. That would be God and the Constitution.
Yeah, there's no way to get back to that point without another revolution.
I'm afraid you're right.
It's what created it. You know, the circumstances that caused them to write the Constitution is stuff that we're experiencing now.
Yeah, you're right.
Actually, worse than what they were experiencing back
under
then.
Under the king, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
But yeah, we're way too complacent. And, of course, I'm sure that a lot of that goes to do with fluoride in the water and chemtrails, things that calcify your pineal gland, and
not to mention
make
all the frequencies.
Dull. Yeah, yeah. There's no way to combat all that.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not trying.
Yeah, you're doing good. You know, do you still have the ringing in your ears, the high pitched?
I do. As a matter of fact, I it's been getting worse here lately.
Yeah, and, mine too.
Yeah. You know, I still haven't gotten the stuff. I go to the herb shop a lot over there in Peppertree.
Mm-hmm.
And
he has a show on this network.
He does, yes. It's Carl Schmidt.
The naturalist. We'll throw him out a plug because he's a good guy.
He really is, and he's got a lot of different tests that you can do. It checks for heavy metals in your body, different vitamins and minerals. You know, they have like a range. It's some pretty complicated tests, but he can tell you a lot more about it than I can.
Yeah.
But, I went there and did some of that. Going back years ago, I was suffering greatly, went to every doctor I could get to, trying to figure out what's going on with me.
Trying to get help.
Yeah. And, of course, none of them could come up with any reason. Mm-hmm. You know, there was words like fibromyalgia thrown out there and stuff like that, but... one day sitting in the second waiting room waiting for the doctor.
The waiting room after the waiting room.
After, you know, an hour of waiting in there, after already waiting a few hours out there, I got curious and walked out to find the doctor and see what's going on. And there the doctor was sitting there Googling my symptoms.
Wow.
And I was like, well, I can do that, you know. Uh-huh. Why am I going to pay them to do something I can do? You know?
Uh-huh.
You know, it's not like somebody working on your house and something's not right. You call them back and say, "Hey, you got to fix this. You didn't do it right the first time." No, doctors, you pay every time you go.
Yep.
So there's no guarantee that you're going to get fixed. So I started Googling my own symptoms.
Right.
And what I found was my symptoms were in line with heavy metal poisoning. And so, yeah, I went to do that test out there, and I didn't get to do the advanced test, but I did one that did show that I was really, really high on heavy metals. And that's when I started doing the detoxing. And
yes.
And then, of course, I started making the connection between chemtrails, the foods we eat, things like that. Why am I getting all this metal? What kind of metal is it? Aluminum, mostly. And, yeah, it's in your food. It's in the air. You can't get away from it. Like, what do you do?
Exactly. Speaking of that, we got our water report in the mail yesterday.
Oh, yeah? Did it have aluminum in it this time?
Nope.
They left it out again. That's 2 years in a row.
Yep.
There's something to that, and I meant to really press it last year. And
well, why don't we do that? Let's go to one of these meetings, and let's. We need about a dozen people to show up at one. It's like the third Thursday or some weird.
Yeah, we really do, and I'm pretty sure that they're going to say, well, there was a negligible amount, but that doesn't matter because they put everything on there, even if it has.
Oh yeah.
Even if it has no traceable amounts,
exactly.
They still put it in there.
Yes.
And they always have. And then all of a sudden, the last 2 years, no aluminum in it.
What are the chances?
I'm pretty sure there's a good reason. Probably off the charts.
I'm sure it's way past the alert status. It's probably into toxic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But the symptoms, here's some of the symptoms from aluminum toxicity. Anemia, impaired iron absorption, muscle weakness, which is something that I've experienced, seizures, impaired immunity. That's a big thing that you really want to...
Yes, they're trying to tear your immune system down.
Yeah, yeah, so that you had to go get more vaccines with more metals in them to compromise your immune system even further.
Yes.
Bone pain, non-healing fractures, spinal deformities, premature osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, dementia, pain, soreness in your muscles, cramping, inflammation, things like that. There's so many things just from aluminum, not counting the other metals, mercury.
Oh, God, man, there's cadmium, there's all kinds.
Yeah, cadmium, barium, strontium, lithium, all the stuff that they're spraying in the air.
All the ums.
Yeah. It's amazing. And, of course, then it's getting in your water, and it's not easily filtered out. So it goes right through your tap into your cup at home,
Well, Jason, you and I have talked about this. The scariest and the thing that really brings me down more than anything about all this is even if you could do all this cleansing, if you could just put yourself through hell, fast for 40 days, do everything to get this stuff out, the second you walk outside and breathe, you're reinfested.
Yes, but what I'm starting to realize is that you can get your body in a condition where you can go outdoors and take in this stuff and be immediately processing it back out of your system.
Yeah.
Through use of negative ionized water, minerals. Minerals is a big thing because... especially dissolved minerals in your water. That's why the elites drink the Fiji water. It's way too expensive for us common folks, but it's like 7.9 alkaline. It has dissolved minerals, and it's negatively ion in it naturally.
Right.
And that attaches to these metals in your body and can be taken out through your sweat and your urine and passed other ways too. So, good water has the ability to break the blood-brain barrier, which is very hard to do with most supplements. So as long as you're continuously getting the right minerals and the right water, I do believe it may be possible to protect yourself throughout the day once you do get detoxified. But it takes years. Once you've built it up for so long, it takes way too many years to get that out of your system.
I can see that.
So I've been working on it heavily for the last 5 years, and I'm still not there. but I can actually tell a difference now. So.
That's good. You know, I've told this story before on the weekend show. I don't know that I've told this audience, but many years ago when we were still trying to figure out what was going on with me, I went to a Scientology. It was in Oklahoma. They bought an old Indian resort that was on a lake. I don't remember where. Somewhere in Oklahoma. They had something called some kind of cleansing. And what they did was they gave you a bunch of, and I forget, it was a chemical we all know and love. I forget what it was that you take, not iodine, but one of those, and you sweat. What you would do is sit in a sauna and sweat like crazy. When you got a good layer of sweat, you go get in a shower and you shower off. And according to them, what you're doing is you're sweating all the toxins out of your body. And you would do that until you'd have a moment of, something would happen and you would feel the effects of what drug you had taken in the past, is the way they put it. To me, it was, I was sitting in the sauna after like 3 days of doing this back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and suddenly the ground went whoop, up and down, and I went, whoa. They said, okay, it's out. Now, none of that sounded right to me, but apparently that works. When I got back and a couple of years later, I gave the documents that explained it to my doctor. He laughed and said, this is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of. But since then, they've come out and said, this actually works, sweating it out. The Indians did it, you know, centuries ago.
It's a good idea, yeah.
I think it is.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
You just got to replenish. Another thing about drinking water, you don't want to drink it cold.
Really?
Yes. Room temperature is more easily absorbed by your body and hydrates you better.
I didn't know that.
By drinking it at room temperature.
Ah, we've learned something tonight.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure about the science behind that, but I have read that time and time again, that the best way, and to take your supplements too,
room temperature.
Now you want to keep your supplements at, you know, below room temperature to keep them effective longer.
Yeah, refrigerate them.
But yeah, you take it with the room temperature water so that it can be more easily processed through your body.
Wow, I didn't know that. I do know that hot water freezes quicker than cold water or lukewarm water. I know that.
Yeah,
I don't know why, but it does.
Yeah. I also found out that when mixing drywall mud, the more water you add
to the mixture,
the quicker it dries.
Really?
Yes. It's just
something to do with the evaporative
process. The mysteries of the universe.
Yeah, you know? Isn't that true? Speaking of mysteries, you know, we've been talking about all the people that have been dying lately. The two former GOP senators that died, well, we found out why, I think.
Okay.
They were both in the they had both tried to bring justice to pedophiles. They were involved in exposing trafficking of children in the pedophile network.
Yeah. That's been happening a lot. Uh-huh. You know, it wasn't too long ago there was an actress or something that they took out that was speaking out against it. And,
yep. And folks, this is more widespread than you could possibly imagine.
And not to forget Chester Bennington or whatever his name was from Linkin Park. And there was another guy, I think, from Soundgarden. They were supposedly going to be coming out with information about pedophilia in Hollywood, the music industry, and government.
And they died?
Committed suicide, supposedly.
Let me guess, single gunshot wound to the head.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they clean up. They make sure they dead men tell no tales, man.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy. All right, we're about 20 seconds away from break. I have to be consistent with my breaks since they are archiving these, and if you go to listen to it and I talk over, you won't get to hear what I'm saying. So in 22 seconds, we'll be taking our bottom of the hour break. 272-9228 is their number here. Yeah, these two Republican senators have both were involved in exposing, and I tell you, it is so widespread, you would not believe. And it's weird, if you go look at all the children that are missing, and it's hundreds of thousands a year, most of them are missing in the D.C. area, or they went missing in the D.C. area.
It's unbelievable.
Why? Yeah, okay, got to go. Break time. Time to go to break, if I can get this mouse to work. It's a cold mouse.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's A-L-A homemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, kids.
Hi.
Mom, seriously, thank you for taking them off my hands for a few days. I desperately needed the uninterrupted time to catch up on housework.
Oh, sweetheart, it's not a problem at all. I'm worried about you, though. Working so hard, shuffling the kids around.
I'm okay, Mom. I just need some catch-up time every once in a while. It's hard to clean when Asher needs a sandwich and Holden has flushed Kira's doll clothes and the cat has yacked up a hairball on the freshly mopped floor, all of which happened the day you so graciously came to the rescue. I don't know how you did it when we were young.
I had help. Here it is.
Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715.
Call Callant. The estimate's free. Let them help you by taking something off your plate, like cleaning the house. Who do you think's cleaning my house this very minute?
They're on time, bring their own supplies, do everything from full-service residential to post-construction cleanup. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service, 546-0715. Find them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. There's still a risk of a shower or thunderstorm somewhere in the area during the overnight hours tonight. Otherwise, look for a mild night. Overnight low temperature down to about 60. Tomorrow and Friday, it's a much nicer forecast with a little bit lower humidity. Plenty of sunshine both days. High temperatures in the mid to upper 80s. I think Saturday will be pretty hot, but not too far from normal for this time of the year with a high around 90. Maybe an isolated heat of the day storm somewhere in the area, but a better chance of scattered thunderstorms on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas here for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Smart Skin Spa and Salon is the River Region's full-service med spa, day spa, and salon, located in historic downtown Prattville. With over 500 square feet, Smart Skin offers over 100 services of all things beauty and relaxation. Find them online or on Facebook now.
Hey, welcome back to the program. 272-9228 is a number here in the Blue Dell building. I got a milk dud in my mouth. Sorry about that. Came back quicker than I thought.
The duds of milk in the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Sticky.
I said something earlier about Chick-fil-A. It came out last week at Chick-fil-A. While, you know, the front they're presenting is a Christian United front. We're not going to give in. Yeah, well, they did give in. They donated money to Planned Parenthood, and they donated money to the LGBT, whatever they call that, transvestite, whatever acronym they use, they gave them money to.
Yeah, they stood so strong for so long, and God blessed them greatly because of it. Yep. Through all the protests and the, you know, heathens crying out against them, they prospered and did better business, more business. And they didn't give in. They didn't budge. And then all of a sudden, they cave in.
Why?
I don't know.
I don't either.
I don't get it because, I mean, I don't know. They did have that thing going on where they were busted for bringing in religious artifacts from the Middle East for their museum in Washington, D.C. that they were putting together.
I didn't know that.
I think the whole thing fell through because there were way too many in the powers that shouldn't be that were against them.
Oh, I bet.
They didn't want these artifacts being displayed or in the possession of Christians, for one thing. They would rather it be over there and be destroyed by ISIS.
Wow.
At the time that, you know, when ISIS was going around destroying all this stuff.
Hey, I've got some breaking good news.
Oh, yeah?
Let's hear. Breaking, over 1,700 arrested. Nearly 1,700 child sex predators arrested during Operation Broken Heart. The Department of Justice today announced the arrest of almost 1,700 suspected online child sex offenders during a two-month nationwide operation conducted by Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. They identified 308 offenders who either produced child pornography or committed child sexual abuse and 357 children who suffered recent, ongoing, or historical sexual abuse or were exploited in the production of child pornography. 61 of the ICAC task forces located in all 50 states, I thought there were 58 according to Obama, and comprised of more than 4,500 federal, state, local, and tribal law enforcement agencies led the coordinated operation known as Broken Heart during the months of April and May 2019. During the course of this operation, they investigated more than 18,500 complaints of technology-facilitated crimes targeting children, and delivered it more than 2,150 presentations on internet safety to over 200,000 youth and adults. So that's good. That's a good thing.
Yes.
Yay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, another story just in. Let's see if the date. Yeah, today's date. Obama's IRS found guilty by federal judge. Wow. After a decades-long battle against the Internal Revenue Service and other federal agencies, True the Vote has won a major decision in federal court and shall be awarded maximum attorney fees. Now, True the Vote is an initiative developed by Citizens for Citizens to inspire and equip citizens activists for involvement at every stage of America's electoral process in order to guarantee free and fair elections to all Americans. How about that? Let's see. Well, I can't play that. We won, as this is the president, the president of this organization. We won. True the Vote has finally and completely beaten the IRS. They discriminated against us in and out of court, and now the court has slammed them. Wow. Apparently, she said, when I testified before Congress, I made a commitment that we would never, ever retreat and that we would never surrender. Never give up, never surrender. And they didn't. How about that? Unlike Chick-fil-A. Good job. Yes. They're expected to get an award of over $2 million. Yeah, I'm actually looking at the actual finding here, the United States District Court for the District of Columbia. I said this last night, and I didn't really qualify it, but I've been having this conversation, email conversation, with an author that does on News with Views. She lives in Tennessee. She said that the United States of America is divided into 10 different districts.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
And they're governors for those districts that the UN did. This is part of the New World Order. Have you heard about that?
I have. Not just recently. I'm talking about, goodness, probably 20 years ago, I came across something about that.
This is pretty old, yeah.
Yeah. We're separating the districts. There was some stuff. Ollie North, I think, was part of some of that setting up.
Yeah, probably. I don't trust him as far as I can throw him.
Rex, of course, 84. You know, do your own research. Don't take it from me because, I don't quite have my mind back yet where I can remember and recall all these things that I used to, you know, study and research.
I understand.
But, yes, there's, you know, it had a lot to do with FEMA and other things, too.
Of course.
I guess governor by proxy or something like that for the districts.
Yeah, I'm going to have to look that up. A little more information on the two senators I mentioned. They were looking into pedophilia. Colin Smith,
Oh, that's her last name. She has a hyphenated last, or she had, she's dead now, but when she was alive, she had a hyphenated last name, Colin Smith, had been actively tracking Arkansas's DHS's missing $27 million, an amount that had spiraled to $53 million plus, then into the billions traceable on a set of books. This discovery linked the Clinton Foundation companies and the state of Arkansas's sex trafficking operation.
Do you think that might be in correlation to the broken heart thing?
Yes, some insider told them what was happening. They were starting to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly good point, Jason.
Because there's no way they're going to allow them to bust the higher ups. They'll let them bust the middle men.
They'll sacrifice a few middle and all the lowers, a few middle, but none of the top ever.
Yeah, they'll never get the top.
No, and Hillary will never go to prison.
Yep.
Well. According to this, here's some facts. Human sex trafficking is a multi-trillion dollar industry. It is very possibly the most lucrative industry in the world. The number of missing children per day, per week, per month, per year are astronomical and bear no relation to the official numbers or to the amounts imagined by any reasonable individual. I believe that.
Yeah.
American children and babies are being actively stolen, shipped, and resold to buyers in slave markets around the world. Aborted fetuses, kids adopted into, quote, loving families, and children, once again, 84 air quotes, protected by alleged government agencies, CPS, DHS, are being actively trafficked.
Oh, man, my heart breaks.
I know. You know, you don't mess with kids. I've said it so many times on this show. You mess with a kid, you die.
Just what kind of mind thinks that something like that is okay?
Good, that's it.
Oh,
well, listen to this.
Have mercy.
I got to check this out. I've never heard this. Child Protective Services and DHS are private, non-governmental agencies funded by federal grants. These grants incentivize the removal of children from homes in direct opposition to CPS's stated position of removing children from birth parents being the last resort.
Clear and air, this is Jason.
Wow. Yeah, I've got to look that up. I've never heard that. Kind of like the Federal Reserve is not federal, nor does it have any reserves. Okay. Kind of the same thing. Unbelievable. Yeah, and the one that was from Arkansas, same thing. He had started looking into this stuff too, and boom, he's dead. You know, I've heard before that Sonny Bono, that's kind of what happened to him, is he had something on his desk about pedophilia, and he had started a committee to start looking into that. Next thing you know, he has a, quote, skiing accident, and that went undone. No, that never went any further than his desk. Because look who's doing this. Look who's at the tippy-tippy top of this pyramid. The top of the powers that shouldn't be. Who we got?
We got Steven.
Hey, Steven.
Hey, Jerry.
How are you?
That wasn't the UN, if I'm not mistaken. I think that has something to do with the initial Civil Defense Act. It's the military. It's 12 military governors. They're not political appointees. They are military governors.
Hmm.
And in the event of the collapse of the country from atomic warfare, nuclear warfare, or whatever, that in martial law is imposed, there will be 12 military governors that assume control.
That's a whole different story. I get that. That I can understand. Cool.
But, like I said, that was pretty much... It all happened around 1947.
Big year.
It sure was. And like I said, I'm pretty sure that came into effect when they established the original civil defense.
Gotcha. I'm going to have to look into that.
But that's what... Yeah, it's out there. You can read about it. It still exists.
Wow. Wow.
Believe it or not, during the war, we came real, real, real close to having that General Honoré. Yeah. That would have been the logical choice. Nobody knows who they are.
Wow.
Until it's activated. And then it's General such and such is now military, but there are 12 military districts in the United States.
How about that?
And that's what that's about.
Well, thank you for pointing that out.
Yes, sir. You have a good night.
Thank you, Stephen. You too, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
See you. And with that, we got to hit a break right on time with this cold bounce.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Hey, welcome back to the waning moments of this short hour and a half episode. Of clearing the air.
Too short.
It is too short, man. I just really get going and it's time to quit. Sons of Liberty Media has an interesting story. Trump in handcuffs. And it has a picture, I'm sure it's CGI photoshopped, of Donald Trump with his Keep Make America Great Again hat in handcuffs. But this, it reads like this. Violence is the only tool of the socialist communist Marxists. Trying to hide it, today in America they are known as the Democratic Party. They clamor utopia. They lie. They win. They take power, and they have no choice but to become violent. Why? Why must socialist communists become violent? Easy. They must come to your home. They must steal your home. They must steal your food. They must steal your family. Why? Economic equality. Socialism and communism promise economic equality. Economic equality means stealing from you and from me. It also means there has to be an elite group, because only the elite group can determine when the masses, that's you and me, are all economically equal. Of course, there's no other way. How do you offer economic equality, a utopia, without taking it from those who have and giving to those who don't have? There's no other way. A violence to usher in the economic equality, the Democrat, socialist, communist, always demagogue, commencing demagogues, they become tyrants. Gosh, it's too many ads. I love Trump, and I hope I'm wrong about this picture after the 2020 election. That's the one I just told you about, Trump in handcuffs. Yes. I know Trump's going to win, but I also know how crooked the left, the Democrats, socialists, and communists are. I know they will never roll over and let Trump back in. Trump will win by landslide, and then the Democrat, socialist, communist machine will reengage. They'll huff and they'll puff and they'll blow the GOP weaklings down. By hook or crook, the Democrat, socialist, communist machine will ramp up voter fraud. The dead will once again vote. The murderers will vote. The non-citizens will vote. And all that vote will mysteriously appear from who knows where, from the machinations of the Democrat, socialist, and communist. Don't forget the theme of this short work, violence. Power consumes, power corrupts. Too much power turns a human into a wraith, a ghoul, a soulless monster. Just look at Hillary Clinton. J.R.R. Tolkien understood this in his Lord of the Rings. The wraiths sold their souls for more power, and they became wraiths. Hillary fits this picture, along with Pelosi, Schumer, and all the Democrats who, in reality, hate America. You see, the Democrats will ramp up from the insane Mueller lies of Russia to just plain old voter fraud. Matter of fact, they already have. They follow Marx and Alinsky, and they'll do anything to usher in their always failed promises to provide for one and all in their version of utopia. The people against Trump are against the American middle class. They are Democrat, socialist, and communist. Their history is a history of one word, violence. I pray my judgment with the intelligence I have gathered, given the Mueller, Pelosi, Schumer, McConnell debacle, leading me to think this picture of Trump in handcuffs will happen after the 2020 election, is wrong. The people pushing these men to oppose Trump, the deep staters who are all socialist communists, workers of a world globalist, promising equality and utopia, their history is written in destroyed families, prisons, murder, starvation, humiliation, privatization, but they all keep the same false demagoguery. We will usher in financial equality. We'll all be the same and you'll live in utopia. Violence is the only way socialism, communism can get control, and then they have to ratchet up the violence to stay in control. So the utopian promises of workers of the world unite, you have nothing to lose but your chains sours. Whatever that means. Alinsky led Hillary to the insanity she lives in today, and she promises to take from all of us and give to her minions so she in turn gets more power. When will the proletariat learn the state has to come steal their home, steal their food, steal their children as they usher in their dream of financial equality? The last thing the proletariat learns is that socialism, communists can only work through violence. I think the theme of this is violence. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
When the state comes to make everyone financially equal, they have to send in secret police to take from the middle class and give to the poor. When the state comes to take from the middle class, especially the American middle class, they're met with resistance, and the state has no choice but to become violent. The state must attack those of us who want to keep our homes, our cars, our food, and our very own children from being taken to the gulag. Trumpeteers of America, unite. You have nothing to lose but the violence of the Democratic Party. Hear, hear. I couldn't agree more.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's well stated.
Yeah.
I think you probably said violence a couple
look
of times.
Look at Venezuela. Too many times.
Yeah, look at Venezuela. Yeah. Kind of like Cha-Cha Rajagways.
Yeah. Slaughtered many to get the socialism and another slaughtering so many just to keep it.
It doesn't work. And what kills me are these idiot kids who don't know what Nazis are, who call everybody who goes against them Nazis when they are socialists. Yeah. Well, that's what National Socialism, that's what Nazis stood for.
But, like, what's wrong with being social?
Exactly. They're idiots. There's a lot of that going on these days. Just get behind the wheel. You know, even if I've had a good day and things are going good, if I get behind the wheel of a car, I am going to have a meltdown because people are stupid and they don't know how to drive. Now, when I get my flying car, maybe things will be different and I'll be up there by myself and I won't have to worry about people not using their blinker, people turning in front of you. It's crazy. How do these people get licenses? I don't understand it. But then I'm sure it's probably just me because I am a good driver. Feel like I'm a good driver. I am a good driver, but people are stupid. They don't know how to drive.
I can be a good driver, but I have found I've been a little more aggressive with my driving lately.
It happens.
Yes.
Tell you what, if I was a cop, they would have to have a proctologist standing by on call, because when I would pull these people over who are yakking on their phone in the left lane going 10 under, they would need a proctologist when I got through with
them. Yeah, to remove that communication device from...
Yeah, from parts.
Yes, you know. The dark side of the moon.
Uh-huh. There you go. It's just, you know, they can't drive to begin with, and then you give them another distraction, you're asking for it. And sometimes the conspiracy thing in my mind, those wheels get turning, and I think maybe they did this on purpose. Kind of like going routing everybody through the traffic lights where the cameras are.
Yes.
You know, they did that on purpose. Maybe they did this on purpose. I don't know. But once I get my own little world or my country or whatever I'm allowed to have, which will never happen, but I like to think about it, I'm going to make getting your driver's license so hard, it's going to be like getting your aviation permit. It's going to be like getting your pilot's permit. You know, it's not a pilot's license. It's a permit. Because, you know, everything requires a permit because we have to facilitate our government. You know, they have to validate the fact that you need a certain department with 5 gazillion employees to administer the fact that to provide you with a certificate saying that you know how to fly an airplane.
All right, give me just a moment.
It's ridiculous. Just like helmets. I would never, ever ride a motorcycle without putting a helmet on. And not a cheap helmet. You got a $10 head, buy a $10 helmet. My helmet is expensive. It's carbon fiber. But I know if I fall, it will protect my head. But I am going to wear a helmet. But it infuriates me that the government makes me wear a helmet when I ride a bike, and it infuriates me that they make me buckle up when I get in a car. I would never drive a car without wearing a seatbelt, but I don't like being told I have to.
Amen.
Hi there. You're on the air.
Terry, there was a time when Emory Fowler was the mayor of Montgomery, and the yes, sir, and he had his motorcycle police out, and they kept the rules of the road. Those times are past. You remember here recently when they were doing the security checks and the roadblocks in the neighborhood, and all that got shut down because, you know, they sealed up the jail, and they wrote too many tickets and there was too much pushback. And I just wanted to throw that at you, man.
Well, thank you.
It's the obvious.
Idiot. But it's somebody has to say it.
Yeah, you listen, man, it's tough. I've been in Montgomery the last few days and ran around, did a lot of errands, had a good time with my parents, but
people are idiots.
I'm exhausted.
The drivers.
Yes, sir. That's it. Listen, man, the bypass has worn me out. I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm happy to be back home. and in the country. And it, I'll be back up there soon, but I gotta recover.
Hang in there, buddy.
Hey, man, listen, no, you hang in there. I forget that you're having a rough time, and I like to call up and cut up a little bit, but you got a good show, Terry, all right?
Thank you, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Later.
Out here.
Bye. Yeah, people are just, you know, I have seen so many videos on these checkpoints, and you don't know what to believe. You got one group saying, well, it's unconstitutional. Legally, you don't have to give them your license. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. Unless they have probable cause, they cannot stop you. That's unconstitutional. I agree with that. But if they're trying to catch drunk drivers, does that change things? I don't know, you know?
Yeah, I'm torn about that myself. But, you know, it's... I feel that driving is a right and not a privilege.
Absolutely.
According to, you know, like the Supreme Court, that you have the right to travel unencumbered.
That's right.
On the nation's roadways.
That's right.
Unencumbered means, you know, nothing can stop you. Like,
papers, please.
Yeah. You shouldn't have to have a driver's license or a tag or anything like that. And you just drive unencumbered.
Yep. But they have to validate the fact that they have a license bureau and they get all those people. It's ridiculous.
But licenses is a way of turning your right into a privilege.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that goes with driver's license, marriage license, boating license, business license. You have the right to provide for yourself and your family.
Mm-hmm.
But if you decide to go out and work on your own and not have a business license, they will come after you. They will put you, they will stop you.
Yes, they will. That's what they
want.
Do.
They want their cut. You have a right to provide yourself for yourself, except for when it comes to doing business. Then that's a privilege, and you have to pay your tax.
Yep, I agree. And I read somewhere, and of course now I can't find it, that 70% or 80% of the inmates that are incarcerated because they broke some of whatever, not really a law, but something they added, some ridiculous, you know, statute or something.
Statutes and ordinances.
Yes. And well, like what you went through with your house, you know?
Yeah.
That's wrong. I'm sorry. That's not, they shouldn't be able to do that. That's not right.
It's not, no.
And I'll tell you something else I get fired up about is before we actually had to pour a driveway extension because I was parking in our yard. I got a ticket. You can't park in your yard. I said, it's my yard, but you can't park in it. Well, why not? Because it's against the ordinance. Well, it's my yard. I pay property taxes. I bought this house. It's my yard, but you can't park in it.
Well, no, it's not your yard. You don't actually own the deed to your property.
I found that out.
Yes.
It's not my house.
And that's not your car. That's a certificate of title.
Yep.
It's not a title. It is.
You're
read it.
Absolutely
it says
right.
Certificate of title.
Exactly. Look up the definition of certificate.
Yes. Yeah, you don't actually own that title.
No, you don't. It's all a big ruse, folks.
Like a certificate of birth. Yeah, you don't actually own yourself either.
No, it gets into that whole straw man thing and all. We've talked about that. It's so deep. You know, I question that, and also the 1871 where they supposedly swapped constitutions. You know, I wish we could find out the real truth about that. I really do. I'd like to know, because if it's true, it makes a lot of sense.
I believe it's Mandela effect here. I think that somebody's going back and changing things on us, and all of a sudden it just catches up to us at once, and we're like, what happened?
That's interesting.
How did that happen? How did we get to this point?
Have you been having a lot of deja vu lately?
Yeah.
I have.
All kinds of weird stuff.
Me
man.
Too. I'm crazy nightmares. I don't like the dreams I've been having are terrible, terrible dreams.
Oh, yeah. And oftentimes in a state of being awake, I wonder, am I actually sleeping?
Wow.
Am I actually, is this a dream or am I imagining things?
I understand. I go through that too.
Well,
Jason, we got about 30 seconds.
Oh, well.
Folks, thank you. Remember, you always know where you stand when you're on your knees praying to God. Our God, the omnipotent ruler of the universe, the most holy and high God. The only God. Not their God. Their God.